live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there are calls for a full investigation into the mislabelling of potatoes in the Northwest. Following a meeting between Danielle McLaughlin's mother and the Taoiseach, it's believed a number of recommendations have been made to help families whose loved ones have died abroad. The European Commission President says the EU wants to find a creative solution that prevents a return of a hard border in Ireland after Brexit. And one of the owners of the Slieve League distillery says they have no choice but to shelve plans to develop a new base in Carrick and move to a new site in Ardra instead. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a report into the cervical check scandal has found the way women were treated lacked grace and compassion. Dr. Gabriel Scally, who carried out the inquiry, has found serious gaps in the way the screening services are governed. He carried out the inquiry after more than 200 women had their smear results read incorrectly. Stephanie Rohan reports from Leinster House.
Dr. Gabriel Scally paid tribute to Vicky Phelan for exposing the scandal and her extraordinary determination not to be silenced. He said there were indications the system was doomed to fail and there was a whole systems failure in operation. He said there was no evidence of a conspiracy, corruption or cover-up, but he was hugely critical of how the women were told about the situation, mostly by male doctors. Dr. Scally gave some examples.
He sat back in his chair, couldn't give two hoots was his attitude. Asked by a woman, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell my clinicians? Answer, what difference does it make? Asked again, but how will I be informed from now on? Answer, watch the news.
Dr. Scally said the health service's current disclosures policy is unsatisfactory, and he made 50 recommendations, including one that this policy needs to change. Stephen Teep, who lost his wife to cervical cancer, and Lorraine Walsh, who's one of the women affected, gave their reactions to the report.
It is horrific for us to read, particularly for myself, when I see exactly how the ending of Irene's life now could be summed up.
It's not acceptable. Steve is here, you know, without his wife, and he has two small boys at home. I wished I had two small boys at home, but I don't have it.
Dr. Scally now wants to see his recommendations implemented as soon as possible and for the government to check on this in 3 months' time. Stephanie Rowan, Leinster House.
There are calls for a full investigation into the mislabelling of potatoes. An Irish Farmers Journal investigation last week revealed that potatoes in the Northwest being sold as Queens were found to be the Accord variety. IFA National Potato Chairman Thomas McKeown says those responsible must be penalised and retailers must do more to ensure they have traceability systems in place to prevent food fraud.
This has happened down the years, and now we have there is the technology out there to science out there to check on it, so we're going to make use of it.
And while you say the Food Safety Authority must become involved as well, you're also saying for retailers they must do more to ensure that they have traceability systems in place.
Absolutely. Well, we have, number one, all potato growers supplying into the retail trade are members of Board BIA, and there is traceability there, and we have, is it from farm to fork, we can tell you the fields that they came from and what sprays were put on and seed was used, fertiliser. So there's no point in having that when at the other end of the line potatoes can come in from abroad or even from here and be mislabelled. Certain potatoes have certain prices. And what happened in that case was a cheaper potato was put in a bag, packaged as a higher quality potato.
And is this a widespread issue?
No, but it's not, but it has happened before. Not because of panic now or anything like that, but it has happened before, especially if there is, as I say, a big difference in price between one variety and another.
Following a meeting between Danielle McLaughlin's mother and the Taoiseach yesterday evening, it's believed a number of recommendations have been made to help families whose loved ones have died abroad. Andrea Branigan met with Leo Varadkar during his visit to Donegal yesterday. It's after an initial letter was sent to Ms. Branigan refusing a meeting on the assumption that Danielle was not an Irish citizen. The recommendations include the appointment of family liaison officers and the monitoring of overseas trials by diplomatic staff. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, Ms. Branigan says she is hopeful that more support will be made available to families in similar tragic circumstances.
I feel happier that hopefully something will come out of this and it's not just false hope. The families that lose somebody abroad, no matter what the circumstances, have somebody there now for them. They don't feel alone. What we'd be hoping for, that it would be changed to Danielle's amendment, that families have somebody, because we've been left with nobody and no family should feel let alone.
The European Commission president says the EU wants to find a creative solution that prevents a return of a hard border in Ireland after Brexit. Jean-Claude Juncker has delivered the State of the Union address to the European Parliament in Strasbourg. He insisted the Commission, the Parliament and the other 26 member states will always show loyalty and solidarity with Ireland when it comes to the border. Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South Sean Kelly has welcomed the commitment and has called for financial support for Irish businesses affected by Brexit.
He did come out very strongly in support of Ireland, reiterating total solidarity with us on the question of not returning to hard border and ensuring that there will be full commitment to the provisions of the Good Friday Agreement. But subsequently, when I was speaking, I asked him to back that up now with a financial commitment in advance of the elections. It would be company Brexit.
One of the owners of the Slieve League distillery says they have no choice but to shelve plans to develop a new base in Carrick and move to a new site in Ardraw instead. On today's 9 till noon show, James Doherty said they had received full planning permission to develop on the Bullfield site in Carrick, but plans to purchase the site could not be completed due to legal issues. He says the company was left with no option but to implement its backup plan, which was to transfer to Ardraw.
We had an option agreement to buy the Bullfield, and one of the conditions of that contract was that we had vacant possession. Unfortunately, the landowner hasn't been able to offer up, and the position now is being litigated between the landowner and the other party.
What currently is in situ in Carrick and in terms of facilities and employment, etc.?
Maeve is here with our team of nine. So we have Maeve, which is our 500 litre copper pot still that we use to make Andulaman gin, and the sort of bottling logistics and all of our sort of operations, sales, marketing. You know, we're going to try and take the world on from this little hub at the moment, and it will continue to be here for the foreseeable future. We have to start again to some extent with Ardraw, so owning the land there is one piece of it, and we'll have to apply for planning permission. We have to go through the hoops and hurdles that we've already been through successfully with the Bullfield. So we're some time away from actually being able to sort of turn a sod and build a distillery in Ardraw, but you know, we'll put all of our energies into that now. Plans were always to have a consolidated site with all of the business pieces together on one site. Now, what happens in terms of, you know, the planning process will probably determine, you know, what happens from here. It's a while away, to be honest, so we'll be here for the foreseeable.
Donegal County Council is to write to Irish Water, urging the utility to consult immediately with the community in Rye and surrounding areas. Last month, it emerged a number of sites are being assessed for a sewage treatment plant close to Brownow National School. Irish Water says it will consult with the local community once a site had been identified. However, the Letterkenny Municipal District has unanimously voted to demand consultation takes place immediately. The motion was proposed by Councillor Liam Blaney.
I suppose it's good for residents around the Rye area to realise that the council are fully behind them, and that we are going to write to Irish Water, ask them to stop all works until they do meet the people of the area down in Rye, not as Irish Water's planned as on Mulford. And I think they've really set a precedent of that down in Kirriekeel, where they're looking to do work there and they come down and meet the people in Kirriekeel. So I don't see why it isn't possible for them to come and do the same with the people in Rye.
Now, this is the council requesting. The council doesn't have the power or the authority to instruct in this instance.
We don't have the power or authority to instruct, but I think, you know, if they want to take the people with them and have any interest in working with the people and trying to take the people with them, they will agree to coming down to Rye and meeting the people, have a public meeting with them.
There was a significant meeting in the area at the weekend. It did show there is a depth of feeling there, and you believe that depth of feeling will be shown in the consultation as well?
There's a huge depth of feeling there when you see the crowd that turned out, and whenever other people are made aware and realise of what the plans are by Irish Water, I think that there'll be larger numbers to turn out at the next meeting, and that Irish Water will get the feelings of the people in the area. I think it's only right that they get the feelings of the people in the area and that they realise how strongly they feel about the proposed plant being so close to a national school and other private dwellings.
Is it your belief there can be a compromise?
Yeah, I believe that there can be a compromise got if they come and talk to local people rather than trying to bulldoze ahead with it and only create barriers between themselves and the locals.
Mobile phone provider Air says its network is experiencing issues with coverage. Customers are affected in various locations nationwide, including Donegal. The company says the problem is under investigation and they're hoping to resolve it soon. Donegal County Council says it is endeavouring to address water supply issues at Glentine and Gortnagrinya in Letterkenny. The area has been experiencing regular interruptions to supply, with Councillor Jerry McMonagall telling the council that the situation is worsening. He says it's vital that the council and Irish Water address the issue.
This is what should be at the centre of this, is what the families have had to go through, not just in the most recent outage, but for the last number of years. And that's not acceptable in this day and age. And I'm hoping now that through the pressure of the elected members that we will now resolve this issue sooner rather than later.
Pressure's mounting on Dublin City Council to use compulsory purchase orders to buy vacant buildings to ease the homeless crisis. Five activists were arrested last night after people defying a court order were forced to leave a building on North Frederick Street. Men wearing balaclavas from a private company carried out the eviction. The arrests were made during a public order disturbance by up to around 100 protesters on the street afterwards. Sinn Féin councillor for the North Inner City, Janis Boylan, thinks we can expect more of these occupations and protests.
They're looking at these empty properties that landlords are lording over. They won't rent them out, they won't do them up, they won't maintain the standards, they're empty buildings, they're derelict in some cases. So yes, there will be more of this occupation. And to be honest, an awful lot of people who are engaging in the occupation of building know full well what homelessness is like. So, you know, this is why they're doing these things.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with football, and former Republic of Ireland international Gary Breen thinks John Delaney could come under pressure next month. The boys in green brought a turbulent period to a close with a 1-1 draw in Poland last night. The build-up to the match was dominated by the fallout from the row between Roy Keane and Harry Arter and the humiliating defeat to Wales. Breen says the upcoming Nations Cup games are now crucial for the FAI chief executive.
More often than not, what you see when in a club level, initially the supporters are on the players, then they turn on the manager as such. Then when they start to turn on the chairman, that's when you see decisions being made. There's a lot of talk now about pressure going on Delaney in terms of how he's handling this situation. Ultimately, he has to start running the ship a little bit better than they have done at this stage, because all this drama, it's a bit embarrassing, really.
Hugo Lloris's lawyer says the footballer suffered a spectacular fall from grace after he admitted drink driving. He's been banned from the road and fined £50,000. The Tottenham and French goalkeeper was caught in central London around a month after he won the World Cup. Championship side Bolton have avoided going into administration. They've settled a dispute with a creditor. Had administrators been brought in, the club would have been docked 12 points, which would have sent them to the bottom of the table. In Gaelic Games, the Footballer of the Year for 2018 is a Dublin player, but his identity won't be known until November 2nd. Brian Fenton, Kieran Kilkenny and Jack McCaffrey all made the shortlist this morning. No Dublin player has won the award since McCaffrey did in 2015. Another dub in the form of Brian Howard makes the Young Player shortlist, and he's joined there by Kerry forward David Clifford and Tyrone defender Michael McKernan. 12 Dublin players are among the 45 nominees for the All-Star Team of the Year. Along with McKernan, there are six other from the Tyrone camp, which totals seven. Also having seven is beaten All-Ireland semi-finalist Galway and Monaghan. The Tyrone players there are Padraig Hamsey, Tiernan McCann, Peter Hart, Colm Kavanagh, Matty Donnelly, Niall Sludden and Michael McKernan. As for Donegal, they've got three nominations. They come in the form of Owen Ban Gallagher, Michael Murphy and Ryan McHugh.
Leitrim have sold the naming rights to their Park Sean McDermott home. They've signed a deal with a consumer finance group that will see the Carrick and Shannon venue become Avantgard Park Sean McDermott from next year. The deal is to run for three seasons. And later on tonight here in Highland on the GA programme, Tom Comack will be looking back at the intercounty footballing year, and he'll be joined by legendary Kerry radio commentator and broadcaster Wishy Fogarty as they reflect back on the season and indeed some of the highlights. The Donegal Minor Division 2 Football Championship final is on tonight. Fanagh Gaels and Kilcar will battle it out for the title. The match is in Convoy and it will throw in at 7:30. Extra time if required tonight under the lights in Convoy for that one. To rugby, Ronan O'Gara says his induction to the World Rugby Hall of Fame is an overpowering experience. The former Munster and Ireland out half today became the 12th Irish player to be inducted. Joining him today are Wallabies legend Stephen Larkham and Pierre Valpoux of France, former All-Back Brian Williams and Wales Lizzie Burgess. O'Gara says the Hall of Fame recognition is hugely humbling. Well, the biggest shake-up to the rules of golf in over 60 years has been published today. The changes will come into effect from the 1st of January next year. David Rickmans from the governing body, the RNA.
We realised back in 2012 that the rules had become really too complicated, too intricate, too impenetrable for many golfers, and therefore this whole process is about modernising the rules, making them easier to understand and apply.
Finally, in tennis, the umpire at the centre of the Serena Williams scandal says he cannot pick and choose when to apply the rules. Carlos Ramos has broke his silence following Saturday's controversial US Open final. Speaking to the media in his native Portugal, Ramos says it is a delicate situation, but an a la carte arbitration does not exist. The 47-year-old will be back in the umpire's chair for this weekend's Davis Cup match between Croatia and the United States. That's it from the sports desk for the moment. Next bulletin, Michaela, tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisín. The Minister for Disabilities is being urged to ensure funding for the Cleary Centre in Donegal Town is included in Budget 2019. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher has made the call after a delegation from the centre met with Minister Finian McGrath earlier this year when a commitment was given that the centre would be included in the building programme of the department and the HSE. However, Deputy Gallagher says it became apparent that there was no funding available in Budget 2018 to build a new centre. He is now calling on Minister McGrath to ensure the purpose-built centre goes ahead in order to secure the long-term future of the centre.
We've had a number of meetings with the Minister for Disabilities, Finian McGrath, and he was always quite positive, only to tell us afterwards that there wasn't funding and that it wasn't included in the programme. But it's now cleared to be included in the next programme, and we're insisting that the necessary funds are made available for his department in Budget 2019. It's a very important centre. They were providing day services there up until 2016, and then it was moved to the Victor Complex on a temporary basis in Donegal Town. So now we are most anxious that the new purpose-built centre will return to the old O'Cleary Centre in the town. They carry out Trojan work on behalf of the disability sector, providing supports for those with intellectual disabilities.
And this is something they've been waiting a long time for.
Yeah, the parents and friends of the centre have worked very hard on this, and it would have been much easier to walk away from it, but they're so committed to those who are using the centre over the years that we as Donegal deputies have given them our full support, and we will be insisting now, and I hope to meet with Minister McGrath next week. And I will also write to the Minister of Finance with a view to ensuring that funding is provided.
The Pope will meet with senior Catholic bishops from around the world next year to discuss the protection of minors within the Church. The meeting will be held in the Vatican from the 21st to the 24th of February and will centre around the prevention of abuse of minors and vulnerable adults. At this week's Council of Cardinals, the Pope reflected extensively on the theme of abuse with his advisers. Pope Francis is set to meet American church leaders tomorrow to discuss the covering up of clerical sex abuse. Donegal County Council is being urged to begin negotiations now to secure ferry services on the Foyle and Swilly beyond 2020. Councillor Nini Sean received a report on the services this week with contracts already in place for 2019. Councillor Nicholas Crossan said the priority should be to ensure the contracts are in place before tourism promotion plans and marketing strategies are finalised. However, Councillor Paul Canning says if that is being done, the potential complications of Brexit must be factored in.
That needs to be factored in, yes, especially going forward now. Brexit's going to kick in next March, so we need to be in a position where all of our protocols, everything's in place, because if we don't, it's back to the drawing board and maybe we might lose the ferry altogether. So all of them T's need to be crossed and I's dotted going forward with the tendering process, and there's no point in waiting till the time comes. So if we have both options, at least we can go A or B.
There has been a cross-border element to the ferries, and obviously the support of the Cosmic Coast Council is important in terms of the Lough Foyle ferry. As you say, it is important that people know exactly where they stand and what's going to happen into the future.
Very much so, yeah. And it's a vital link to the North and the Shone, and it's a link that we need to keep there. It's not there's no point in us saying, the bureaucracy is doing away with it. That can't happen. We need to have all of our T's crossed or we're going nowhere. So we need that link.
And finally in news, a White House advisor is confident Donald Trump will visit Ireland sooner rather than later. There's still some confusion over November's planned trip. The US president was due to visit Ireland as part of a trip to Europe for World War I commemorations. The government says it won't now go ahead because of scheduling issues. But the White House hasn't cleared up if it's been officially cancelled. Chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hassett, is confident it will happen soon.
The president was really excited about his trip to Ireland. He was very much looking forward to it, as was much of the team. I thought the level of enthusiasm was palpable. And this is a team that travels the world all the time. And very often when it's a senior staff meeting in the morning in the Roosevelt Room, they mention a trip, then people seem kind of depressed that they have to go somewhere. No, Ireland, it was exactly the opposite. The friendship between America and Ireland is treasured by the White House.
And for weather now, mainly dry today with sunny spells, but there will be a few scattered showers with top temperatures of 14 to 16 degrees and moderate west or southwest breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there are calls for a full investigation into the mislabelling of potatoes. An Irish Farmers Journal investigation last week revealed that potatoes in the northwest being sold as Queens were found to be the Accord variety. Following a meeting between Danielle McLaughlin's mother and the Taoiseach yesterday evening, it's believed a number of recommendations have been made to help families whose loved ones have died abroad. Ms. Brannigan says she is hopeful that more supports will be made available to families in similar tragic circumstances. One of the owners of the Slieve League distillery says they have no choice but to shelve plans to develop a new base in Carrick and move to a new site in Ardraw instead. On today's 9 till noon show, James Doherty said they had received full planning permission to develop on the Bull Field in Carrick, but plans to purchase the site could not be completed due to legal issues. And a report into the cervical check scandal has found the way women were treated lacked grace and compassion. Dr. Gabriel Scally, who carried out the inquiry, has found serious gaps in the way the screening services are governed. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for Wednesday evening, the 12th of September. The death has taken place of Bridie Moore, Lough Fad, Portnew. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 to St Connell's Church, Kilclooney, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to care of the aged Kilclooney, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Jeanette Gallagher, Glack, Creasla. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, until 11 o'clock tomorrow morning and nightly from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.
Family Flowers only pleased donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice and Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member or James Harkin funeral directors. The death has taken place of Harry Orr, Ballyar, Remelton. His remains are reposing at his home. Requiem Mass on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Family Flowers only pleased donations in lieu of desired to Tully Cemetery, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. And the death has taken place of Mary Levy, Tully Moore, Remelton. Her remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Family Flowers only pleased donations in lieu of desired to Odyssey Donal Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors.